children with ADHD often encounter a lot of challenges, and often we find that some of these challenges result from stigma or a lack of knowledge of the people around them. So sometimes teachers or parents or even the children themselves have difficulties understanding what they can do and where they may need areas of support.
And so your research looks at how to support these children and in the classroom primarily, or just in everyday life?
So my research looks at understanding children from a strengths-based perspective. So I'm really interested in looking at how children are able to be successful and how we increase positive outcomes for these children across all areas. So at home, at school, with their friends, in the community more broadly, anywhere that we can help them become more successful.
Now, you've used the phrase stigma to identify how these children are dealt with in different circumstances. Can you give us an example of, for example, how a student might be treated in a classroom?
So in terms of stigma in the classroom, we sometimes see that teachers who may not have a lot of awareness of ADHD or have experienced some challenging behaviors in the classroom often see a child coming in with ADHD and assume they're going to act the same as all the other children they've seen.
And that's not the case.
And that's definitely not the case. We do know that ADHD is a very individualized disorder and different children can present very differently. And so one of the things we're looking at doing is helping teachers and parents better understand what ADHD is and what ADHD isn't, with the idea that that knowledge could help those children in terms of a protective factor. So if they have that information and that knowledge, then hopefully they're better able to work with children in the classroom.
So what are you doing with your research project? What does it look like?
So right now we're having families come in and we're working primarily with parents at this point to get an understanding of what they know and what their gaps in knowledge are. So from some of the previous literature, we know that parents are a little bit fuzzy in terms of the benefits of medication and how medication works. So we're looking at seeing where we can fill in some of those gaps, create some PD sessions, create some information sessions for the parents, and as well we're looking to understand what children know. So what do children know about their own disorder? What do they recognize about their strengths? What do they recognize about areas they may need a little bit of support? And how do we share that information with their community?
Now, you had mentioned school, and obviously children, and I think you said your age range is 8 to 12 for the research study you're
Yes.
working on right now. Children spend a significant portion of their time in school. Do you see teachers and administration, schools coming into the discussion and into your research in this project?
That's what we're hoping to do, is we're hoping to move into the schools more broadly. We are looking at school psychologists' perspectives as well at this point, so we're kind of getting some of the professionals around teachers with the ultimate goal of being able to get in and really look at pre-service teachers, look at teachers who are in the field, look at teachers who have been in the field for a long period of time, see what they understand, see where stigma they may have or what opinions they have about ADHD, and how we can make sure that their information and their knowledge is up to date so we can best support kids in the classroom.
Now, you've just started the research project. How many students, families are you looking for?
At this point, we've had about 10 or 15 families come in. We'd love to get it up to 50 or 60 families. We've had some research that's been ongoing for a while, so a number of families have come back to join us again, which has been great. But we're always looking for new families who are interested in being part of the research, not only with children with ADHD, but also children without ADHD as well.
And if somebody was interested in participating in this research study, how would they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. We have a website, so the ucalgary.ca/ADHD kids has a lot of information in terms of the projects we're working on, and our email address is ADHDkids@ucalgary.ca.